From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A top Treasury Department official says questions over the validity of foreclosure documents could depress home prices even further and slow down a rebound in the housing market. The head of the department's Home Ownership Preservation Office, Phyllis Caldwell, has told a congressional panel that uncertainty over the legal status of foreclosed homes could affect housing prices in both the short and long run. Home prices are also being affected by a backlog of foreclosed properties. Rick Sharga is with the foreclosure listing firm Realty Track.
We really won't see much improvement in home price appreciation, we don't believe, until we get to about 2014, simply because of the volume of properties that have already been repossessed by the banks and need to be sold, and the 6 million or so properties that are either in foreclosure or seriously delinquent.
Sharga says most major metropolitan areas in the country have seen a rise in foreclosure activity in the third quarter, with Seattle, Houston, and Chicago showing the sharpest jumps among the largest cities. Federal authorities are holding a Virginia man who was born in Pakistan in connection with an alleged plot to carry out terrorist bombings at a number of subway stations in the nation's capital, including one near the Pentagon. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the man became the target of an undercover FBI sting.
34-year-old Farouk Ahmed allegedly started working on possible attacks against D.C. area metro stations back in April. But the FBI was on to him. They had some undercover operatives pose as Al-Qaeda members, and allegedly, Ahmed started working with them. There have been several undercover terrorism operations in the past year. In Dallas, the FBI provided a van full of dummy explosives to a young man named Hossein Samadi. He drove the van into the basement of a skyscraper and actually tried to detonate it before he was arrested. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President Obama is pushing to increase the turnout of young voters in next week's midterm elections, and as part of that effort, he made an appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, who wasted no time in ribbing his guest.
You ran on very high rhetoric, hope and change, and the Democrats this year seem to be running on please, baby, one more chance.
Now, the president holding to a serious tone and calling for patience.
If we're making progress, step by step, inch by inch, day by day, that we are being true to the spirit of that campaign. And
so you wouldn't say you'd run this time as a pragmatist. You would not. It wouldn't be, yes, we can, given certain conditions.
I think what I would say is, yeah, yes, we can, but it is not. But yeah, it's not going to happen overnight.
President will welcome to the White House today some of the Americans who helped in the rescue of 33 miners in Chile. This is NPR News from Washington. The death toll keeps rising in Indonesia as rescue workers reach more of the remote villages devastated by a tsunami earlier this week. At least 343 people are known dead, but hundreds more are still missing. Elsewhere in Indonesia, the volcano that killed nearly 36 people this week has begun erupting once again. Air and rail travel are snarled in France today as labor unions stage another wave of protests against changes to government retirement rules. Anita Elash reports the unions are holding marches and rallies across France.
The French Parliament approved the reforms yesterday. Trade unions still hope to convince President Nicolas Sarkozy not to sign the bill into law. They're staging marches across France and asking workers to take the day off. Transportation is most affected. At least a third of flights at the two major airports near Paris are canceled. Some trains have also been canceled. But overall, there's far less disruption than on previous strike days. Polls show support for the strikes is waning now that the reforms have been passed.
The Education Department has issued new rules as part of a crackdown on for-profit colleges and universities. They address complaints that many graduates of those schools can't repay their student loans. But NPR's Larry Abramson reports the department has postponed the most controversial regulation.
The department has delayed a decision on which schools will be ineligible to receive federally backed loans and aid, a decision that could shut down some institutions. The Department of Education will be meeting with industry officials in the coming weeks as it tries to finalize that regulation. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.